Hello, everyone. This is Moms in the Know. I am Olivia.
I'm Julia.
I'm Liz.
I'm Brayden.
I'm Laura.
And welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to go over being a mother in pregnancy, nutrition, as well as mental health.
So as you all know, pregnant mothers face a significant amount of stress and pressure, which can be incredibly impactful on your mental health. Especially if you're working, if you already have kids, time can be very few and far between to take any care of yourself. So something that a lot of mothers that we talk to struggle to do is focus on their nutrition, which is so important not only for you, but for your child. These issues layer on top of each other as existing research has identified patterns between nutrition and mental health. Nutrition is important not just for your physical health, but for your mental well-being as well. So as you know, pregnant mothers have specific nutritional needs, many of which are commonly unmet. Whether this be lack of understanding, health, education, food access, or lack of time and energy, it's important for you to understand your nutritional needs as well as how you can use nutrition to improve and manage your mental well-being. On this podcast, we're here to support you in maintaining your physical and mental well-being through proper nutrition. So, what even are these nutrition guidelines you should know about? During pregnancy, there's an increase in metabolic rate of about 15%, which means that your body is now using more energy than before, and thus it needs more food. Your growing baby is relying on you and the nutrients you consume to grow and develop healthily. So, in terms of macronutrients, grab your pasta because carbohydrates are your main source of energy during pregnancy. And we all know you need that. Carbohydrates should make up 45 to 65% of your total caloric intake daily. Protein is also really important to help build your baby's muscles, bones, and other tissues, and it supports general growth. It's also important for breastfeeding mothers to increase their protein intake by about 25 grams of protein a day. Fats are important for fetus development, so don't stay away from those low-fat dieting foods. Some good sources of fats are eggs, avocados, nuts, dark chocolate. Then for your micronutrients, magnesium, zinc, and folate all work together and are important for preventing miscarriage, developing organs and immune system, protein metabolism, producing healthy red blood cells, and rapid growth. And you can find most of these things in common foods or take supplements for them as well. Now I'm going to pass you over to Olivia to get some insight from a healthcare provider.
All right, it's Olivia here, and I actually got the honor of being able to interview my own sister, Emma Noyes, who is a third-year medical student at Tufts University. And in this interview, we were talking about how nutrition plays a crucial role during pregnancy. She's actually going to eventually become an OB-GYN doctor as well, and during her time in medical school, she's been on a team that has looked into women's health research as well as looking into the health of women that are pregnant. So it was very interesting to get to interview her and hear more about mental health and hormones and what correlates with pregnant women. And the first question that we asked her was, what are some common nutrition and mental health correlations? She stated that there is a correlation between nutrition changes and mental illness, which includes overeating or undereating that can occur with depression and anxiety. And many, many manifestations of mental illness can coexist with changes in nutrition and eating habits or patterns. Food is immensely personal, culturally informed practice, and when you don't have mental energy to prepare, cook, or eat nutritious food, it can propagate the cycle of making you feel more ill and less equipped to handle daily routines. It can also be really common with postpartum depression and associated hormonal changes. As you all probably know, your entire body changes in the pregnancy and postpartum process, and nutrition and staying fueled is incredibly important to maintaining mental health and wellness during a period of change and hormonal fluctuations. And so for our second question that we also asked her as well, we asked what hormones are most influential on mental health during pregnancy. And the sad truth that she told us was that this area is not well studied, but I mean, it makes sense because pregnant women do not really want to be poked and prodded more than they already are in all their exams and everything. And also, as a whole, they're a vulnerable population. So although that is not very well known in that regard, we do know that it is important to keep cortisol, which is a stress hormone, steady and balance insulin and glucagon to prevent conditions such as gestational diabetes and macrosomia or metabolic derangement. It's also super important to sleep during pregnancy. Sleep, people. And it is associated with melatonin and others that are majorly important in balance during pregnancy to maintain mental and physical well-being. Exercise also is very important during pregnancy. It is important to keep, to maintain hormones. And the data shows that that you should work out for 3 minutes low-impact exercise. And this is crucial for balancing hormones, blood sugar levels, and overall well-being. You have to avoid high-risk contact exercise and risk of dehydration. So no hot yoga, ladies, no scuba diving or football. The data is very promising in this regard. This also ties back into the research that we're going to continue to talk about when looking into how nutrition is a large factor during pregnancy. All right, I'm going to switch this over to Liz.
All right, to provide some background information on mental health struggles of pregnant individuals, we have cited findings from a study and update on mood and anxiety disorders during pregnancy and the postpartum period. The study was performed by Laurie Altshuler, Victoria Hendrick, and Lee Cohen. The study shows that the highest levels of depressive symptoms are found between the 34th and 38th week of pregnancy or of fetal development. During this time, one symptoms of manic depression are often reported by pregnant individuals to their primary healthcare providers, which are likely related to severe emotional disturbances relating to bearing a child. Therefore, many pregnant people have also reported high levels of panic, often leading to the diagnosis of a panic disorder. Research shows that many pregnant individuals who have been previously diagnosed with panic disorder have reported being encouraged to wean themselves off of their prescribed medication while pregnant. The side effects of going off such medications can cause an abundance of stress and discomfort in the pregnant individual, often correlating to a decline in the status of their mental well-being, which has been proven to be linked to the decline of one's nutritional status as the pregnant individual loses their will and or energy to nourish themselves properly.
On a related note, there is a condition known as hyperemesis gravidarum, also known as HG, has been found to occur during pregnancy. This condition involves excessive vomiting that can lead to weight loss and nutritional deficiencies in pregnant mothers. A study was conducted by researchers that tested nitrogen and carbon ratios in maternal hair in order to observe nutritional changes found in women who suffered from HG during their pregnancies compared to those who did not. The study found that the catabolism of body protein and fats was much larger in those who were suffering from HG, and many women were found to have lost more than 10% of their body weight as a result. These negative effects on the health of the mothers resulted in high scores for anxiety, depression, and overall stress on standardized questionnaires. As compared to mothers who did not suffer from HG, those who did scored higher with these negative mental health effects by a factor of 4.27. And the poor nutritional status as a result of this condition not only impacted the mothers, but it also led to negative impacts on the developing fetus, as well as an increased risk for the child to develop depression and anxiety in the future.
Thank you, Laura. So now I'm going to give you guys all some additional resources for this very important time in your lives. So as highlighted by this podcast, nutrition is a useful tool that pregnant mothers can add to their arsenal in combating mental health challenges. But unfortunately, it cannot account for every variable. Other ways mothers can manage stress, ease anxiety, or just improve mental health in general should also be given awareness. Talking one-on-one to a therapist can be a great mechanism for doing so. Similarly, finding a support group where you can voice your concerns with other mothers who share an understanding of what you are going through can also help. If these options don't sound appealing to you, expressing your feelings with someone you trust, whether that be a friend, partner, or a family member, is just as valid. Additionally, do not shy away from self-care, taking a daily time to relax, nap, and rest, and making sure that you're getting enough sleep can be a difference maker. Expectations for yourself should also be realistic and fair to your present capabilities. Pregnancy will inevitably cause some lifestyle changes, which should not be looked down upon. And lastly, I just want to mention the National Maternal Mental Health Hotline is always there for help in any situation. You can call or text 1-833-852-6262. It is a very helpful tool that is free and confidential and open 24/7 in in more than 60 different languages, offering support and information anytime in or around pregnancy. Thank you all for listening to Moms in the Know. We will see you next episode. Take care.